Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Noah's excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
In the name of Jesus, to thank you and to appreciate you for what you have done and what you are doing and what you will yet do in us, through us, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your servants that have brought the word. Thank you, Father, for the understanding and insight that you are opening this night. We trust you, Father, that that which you have completed, you will also bring into manifestation in the name of Jesus. We bless your great name, our Father. Tonight I ask you for utterance. I ask you, Father, that you will grant me insight. I will do no violence to your word in the name of Jesus. I ask for the help of the angels, that they will help me minister tonight, that they will minister to the heirs of salvation. They will address issues in lives. And Lord of heaven, we will all live here with joy in our hearts. Oh, thank you for the doors of salvation that you have opened. We step into it in Jesus' name. Thank you for your servant that is on his way. We receive him with joy and in good health in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, eternal Lord. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, we have worship. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's have our seats. Praise the Lord. In the morning, I told us that Pastor Tayo will be here. Amen. But he had a delayed flight. They delayed his flight for hours and hours, but he's on his way, finally. So he will be speaking tonight. I'll be standing in for him in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to take the opportunity to thank Reverend Ken Igbenidion. Please put your hands together for him. I really appreciate the way I have never sat under your administration and I said I wasted my time. I never had that kind of opportunity. You have always been a blessing. And I once again acknowledge the grace upon your life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I greet all the servants of God in the house. I can't particularly begin to say everybody's name, but I want to greet somebody here, somebody tonight, whose birthday was yesterday. Ms. Odeyemi, I owe you. Can you please appreciate her? She celebrated her birthday yesterday. Happy birthday. It's hilarious, but it's okay. Hallelujah. Your husband told me you took you out. All of the church celebrated you. I'm also celebrating you. Hallelujah. Don't be embarrassed. Amen. Amen. It's good. It's good. Hallelujah. This night, there are many things on my mind. In the morning, Pastor spoke a lot about glory. He spoke about the thing that is resident in us. Mommy also shared with us. But really, I don't want to go into all those tonight. I want to delve into something that's a little bit, that's been a concern for me. And you raised that matter when you spoke about the children of Israel spoke to Samuel. They said to Samuel, we don't want you to give us your sons again. Because it was like they were expecting that Samuel will hand over to his sons. Hallelujah. And they said, we don't want that. But you see, you need to understand that in the Old Testament, when they were coming out of the wilderness, God had told Moses that a time will come when Israel will need a king. Praise God. And he gave him instructions of how they were going to choose a king. Praise God. And you would have expected them to have asked based on that promise. But they did not ask based on that promise. They asked because they wanted to be like other nations. Now that's a great idol that we are dealing with still in the church. And you see that manifest in different forms. You see, we want to dress like the world. We want to talk like the world. We want to wear crazy jeans like the world. Am I talking to somebody? I want to sag like the world. It's even more prominent when you see that more importantly when we go for marriages and ladies want to make up like the world. Amen. It's a challenge we have because those idols are still there in our hearts. And it's like, it's taking forever to get you to understand that this is wrong. Praise God. Some people have refused to come to church because they say church is boring. Praise God. The church is boring. Amen. But that's how it has always been. That's always been boring. Praise God. But you see, Jesus Christ said, I've come to give you life. And that means you're going to have so much pleasure in life that it will be your joy to go to meet the Lord. There was a story of a man. And that's, by the way, it's not yet my message. I'm just laying the foundation for it. St. Patrick's of Ireland. I've talked to about St. Patrick's of Ireland. When the man was to die, he called his friends. He said, I'm going today. And his friends said, we are going together. And they all sat down and shared communion. And thanked the Lord for the eventful life they lived. A life of adventure. And broke something and gave thanks and they all gave the ghost up at the same time. They just bowed their heads and left. It was eventful. Their lives was full of excitement. Those were men who walked with God. The problem you have is a problem we have. Give me 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I want us to look at this issue, then I'll, if God helps me, I'll come back to what I'm trying to say. Amen. Paul said, therefore, I want to read from verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not faint. Verse 2. But we have renounced. Everybody say renounced. The problem many of us have is that we have not renounced. What Reverend Kenny was talking about is that you have not renounced those idols. You have not renounced those wrong ways. You have not renounced those loves that we have. The things that we were raised with. The thing they've told us is important in life. You know, we have shared Luke chapter 12, verse 21. He said, you have considered the things that if you are not rich towards God, it's more like as if you have not considered the things that God considers valuable. You have not renounced those things that God says are worthless. They said they are vanity. They said they are wind. You have not renounced them. Paul said, we have renounced. The hidden things, everybody say hidden things. There are things that are not seen, but they are hidden, but they are there. Nobody knows what happens in your secret place in that time when you are alone and your imaginations begin to run wild. Praise God. You've not renounced those things. Paul said we have renounced those hidden things of what? Of dishonesty. Many of us are still very dishonest. Amen. I said amen. We exaggerate. We tell little lies. They are not black lies. They are white lies. Praise God. Amen. Paul said we have renounced those hidden things of dishonesty. Not walking what? In craftiness. Nor handling the word of God what? Deceitfully. These things that we speak faith, we speak about faith, can work in both ways. Amen. Are you with me? You can use it for good, you can use it for evil. Paul said the authority God gave to us is for your edification, but we can also use it to destroy you. It's a choice we have to make. Praise God. Listen to me. The many examples you have out there are not examples. Those icons, they are not icons. They are wrong examples. Praise God. I remember I had a presentation many years ago in my department. Actually, what happened was that we do a seminar and they allow us to ask questions, to ask our colleagues that are presenting questions. And I was a thorn in their flesh. I was a big thorn in their flesh. I used to ask them very, very crazy questions they never even imagined I could even think about. So it used to put them off. So they said, when my presentation comes, the whole class got ready for me that, Sheyi, you are finished. And I took their matter to God. I said, God, I bind all of them. Amen. I was their class captain, so I had that authority. I said, I bind all of you. So I was making a presentation, and one of the lecturers said, stop there. He said, that equation is wrong. I said, I beg your pardon, ma. I stopped and turned around. I said, excuse me, ma. Richard Coulson wrote this equation. This is the authority in chemical engineering. You can't sit down here and say, sir, we do respect, ma. This equation, sir, we do respect, ma. Error. And all the lecturers said, she had not finished her PhD. The people there were professors. That became a fight between her and our guy and their prof. And I sat there, I was watching them. They argued for almost 20 minutes. By the time they finished the argument, I said, I'm sorry for causing this distraction. Can I continue? The whole class laughed. That was the end. Nobody asked me any question. Amen. Are you with me? See, deceitfulness. You can deceive people. Amen. You can use whatever gift you have and do anything. But when it comes to the things of God, please be careful who you are following. You can't follow anybody. Do you know the danger we have in this end time is the danger of followership? Yes, sir. So be careful that no man leads you astray. That's what he said. And that's why I put upon myself, those of you who come around on Tuesday, when we have a Tuesday, the author says, I allow you to ask questions. Praise God. Because there is nothing I'm hiding. If I don't know, have an answer to the question, I will tell you I don't have an answer. Praise God. Because I have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. There are many things in your life that you must renounce. Amen. And he said this, he said, but by what? By the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience. I will, in the sight of what? God. I will let you decide whether I'm a man of God or I'm not a man of God. Some people say, and you call yourself. That phrase annoys me. Do you see me come anywhere and say, I am a man of God? Have I ever told anybody that? Praise God. I have just allowed you to take your decision. Am I? I'm not. It's a conscious thing. I was talking to one of my son's men, you know. He came around. He was there many, many years ago. He finished in Futa. And he left here and he became a big boy in town. He became a very, very big boy. He was a multi-millionaire. You know, and later I came around and I said, look, we're having a meeting on Tuesday. You are here. Can you stay and meet us? Ah, my church. Ah, we're having a meeting. I must be there. I said, if I didn't raise you, would anybody have found you useful? Would they have found you useful? Say, my friend, sit down. Praise God. Do you understand what I'm saying here? I said, listen to me. This is the 21st. The Orthodox Convention. 21 years. I would have manipulated all of you and I've made you stay in Akure. And this church would have been big. Oh, I would have been big boy. Can you imagine all the people who have passed through PGT and they are staying accredited, they married, they have had children. 21, I would have been doing wedding for their children now. 21-year-old. You think I don't have the wisdom? You come and you go. Then you now go. You can't become a millionaire. I want to do convention to send us 10,000 because it's a problem for you. Ah! You are dishonest. You are wicked. We have invested so much. And to just... Amen. I'm sorry, I didn't want to go bare, but... So I have decided that I will not manipulate anybody to stay. If you want to stay, fine. If you don't want to stay, God bless you, go. It's not by force. I have a degree. I can eat. Praise God. So church, I'm not doing church because of food. I'm eating. I'm already eating. So it's not food. Some people, somebody was telling me this, was yesterday, said they are building a new church in our area. And people are saying we will go to that church because they will not be asking us offering. They are playing with fire. Because that thing will not prosper you. Your mentality, the idol in your head is wrong. You are dishonest. You are not seeking God. For God's sake, you are seeking because of the fact that they have finished building the church. And that's where you want to go and worship. If we have money and we buy AC, praise God. Put 20 ACs here and the thing is chilling. The footer boys will arrive here. What did they come for? AC. They didn't come for Jesus. They didn't come for Jesus. So we find many dishonest people in the body of Christ. And these are the people who want to inherit glory. It's not possible. We have to change. Hallelujah. And I trust God will help us in Jesus' name. Now go to verse 3. It now says this in verse 3. It says, but if our gospel be hid. Now, I told us yesterday that it's possible for us to confuse many things in the Bible. Listen to me. Adolf Hitler read the Bible and found justification to slaughter the Jews. It was inside this Bible. You can use this Bible to do anything. It depends on the way you come to it. Hallelujah. Am I making sense to you? But Paul said here, he said, if our gospel is it, there is a gospel Paul is preaching that many people in the churches have not understood, and their leaders, many of them are bishops, many are apostles. And they're prophets. I went for a recording one time, you know, in a studio, and I was sharing from the book of Hebrews. And there was a prominent prophet in this Akure that was also came to do his recording. I was asking my people that came with me, God, where am I preaching from? He has not heard those things before. He said, did you not hear him read from the book of Hebrews? He said, Is it there? How did you become a ministry gift when you don't know Bible? Do you follow what I'm trying to say? We have problems. People are coming to leadership who have not been processed by God. And all of you are giving credence to them. We have problem with man of God. The people that have the word don't have money. And people that don't have the word have money. What shall we do? Many years, my late friend, we're about 5 years there about, I've shared with you before. I just got to Lagos. I went to see him. I was on my way to Molone to see Pastor. I branched in Wall Street to see him. And we just talked. I said, how many are you now in the church? I said, we're about 30. So after 5 years, you're still 30. What are you doing? Mokwore, you are a pastor too. There's a vacant plot in that place. You go and open your own. I don't see whether I can fill it in 5 years without using this man, without occultic power. You think I don't know the way to Jare? You think I don't know where it is? Error. I know all the places I can go. Because we have renounced. Because we have found that the gospel that is hid to men, we have discovered it. Amen. That gospel is what I've come to talk to you about. I used to think that the gospel was the gospel of salvation, but I found that it was not salvation. Listen to anybody on television. They are always talking about salvation. For how long will the church stay with salvation? How long will you stay on this mountain? And you are parabolating and parabolating and parabolating. When will you come into perfection? How long are we going to stay? You think God has to forever to wait? He doesn't have forever. So the quick work will I do in those days, and I will cut you short in righteousness. A man, for your life make a mistake that God is bound by you. He's not. When he spoke, what was his name? John the Baptist spoke, said God is of this source to raise sons to himself. You know what he was speaking to you all about? He was also speaking to men that we have condemned that they can't amount to anything. God will go to Elisha garage and raise apostles. You think he's bound? He doesn't need you and I. This work, he said, he will do it. Stop alone. Oh, God has spoken. And one demon is standing somewhere. Ah! Oh, TB demon, yeah? Oh, TB. Praise God. It is for your good and my good to align with God and follow him. It's for our good. Hallelujah. So you cannot afford. Listen, I was talking about yesterday. The will of God controls everything. You see, amen. God is not a Democrat. Let me repeat that. He's not what? Everything that is said is a commandment. It's not a suggestion. Be holy is not suggestion. It's command. And so if you choose not to be holy, it is a what? It's obedience. What is disobedience? A sin. What is a sin? Rebellious. What is rebelliousness? And what is, shall follow me, man. And what we are leading, and what is the wages of sin? Yes. Not life eternal. We must discard this mentality of civilian behavior. Now, I was rebuking Pastor this morning when he took microphone and was elogizing my uncle. And after he had spent almost 20 minutes elogizing my uncle, by the time he now finished, he now looked up, my time has gone. It has gone, no. You spend your time ecologizing the general. He said, his general is seated and he will not. They can still send to come and carry him. Praise God. You must. Even my brother, God, if my brother sees him, he will come like this. Good. Is his uncle Lobot? But our civilian, when they call you bloody civilian, that's the best word they can give you. It's a crime. Praise God. So I'm saying this, that our gospel, if it is it, it is to those who are, is it to them that are lost, or are is that pastors of lost? Is that a pastors of lost? Lost is lost. They are lost sin. Amen. On parallel. May it not be it to you in Jesus' name. Look, I was a senior pastor for many years. I came out of that place and I began to wonder, what have I been preaching for over 10 years? They used to celebrate me. Pastor Akpada still celebrating my teacher. And I said, they were celebrating me in my ignorance. Some of you go to some churches to become senior pastors. Amen. Because the people there don't know Jack. I didn't know Jack for a long time. Because when I came out, the scriptures began to open little by little by little. That's why I've stayed on this issue of the kingdom. Because actually, go and read it. What did Jesus Christ preach? Because of the kingdom. What did Paul preach? Kingdom. We're preaching kingdom. Now, and I said this, when you speak of kingdom, of necessity, there must be a king. That is the whole story of the New Testament. That we have come into an administration that of a king. And the Bible says, where the word of a king is, there is what? There is power. Jesus is not your brother like that. Jesus is your Lord. Amen. We did catch that. There's the dimension of our relationship the church has not come into. It's, of course, the First Testament, first generation Christians had that relationship. You know, when Jesus appeared to Ananias, said, Ananias, arise. There's a servant of mine is praying. He has seen you in a vision that he came to pray. And Ananias says, but Lord. He said, but Lord. This man came here because one intention to come and wipe all of us out. And you are asking me to go. You are sending me to my death. The sentence demands. But you see, because it, the Lord has spoken, Jesus didn't say, I said, go. I said, Mugbosa. But you remember Brother Peter? He said, Lord, you know. You can't call him Lord and you disagree with him. It's not right, it's an abomination. Thank God for mercy. But for how long? Amen. It was ignorant, and so they overlooked it. But the time will come, and that's why I guess God enough pardoned Moses. Because Moses knew that the rock that followed them was no ordinary rock. He knew the rock was Christ. He had seen it. Remember when he said, show me your glory. There were certain things they showed him, so he knew. I mean, it does not make any common sense. We are here this night, and there's one big rock here. Then we carry our legs and walk out to Lagos. And when we woke up in the morning, we saw the rock there. Shoot your common sense after quick lay you normal. Don't bow and reload. Do you follow me? It didn't. May your eyes not be blind. So they seen the we were looking and they didn't see. So Moses knew. That's why they didn't forgive him. He knew that you don't strike the Christ twice. That's why the Bible says you cannot put him to shame the second time. It's death sentence. Everyone will sentence you. They will agree to a no. Oh, I'm sorry, I made it. No, there's no mistake. You don't crucify him the second time. Amen. Do you follow me? And so we need to understand that this issue of the kingdom is the issue of dominion. And where, like he said, where the dominion of the king is, that's where his will is done. And when a will is in play, your feeling is not material. What you think is inconsequential. Ha! You don't understand. Did he not say that? Does the pot have right to query the potter? Why you made me thus? No. The potter has his will. I want to make this one like this. I want to make this one like this. And this one is for this and this one is for that. You don't query him. It's his pleasure. And that's why democracy has affected us. It's my right. It's human right that will take us to meet, to prepare for Antichrist. Human right. It's God who prepare for him. Human right. You don't have right. The day you gave your life to Jesus, you gave up your right to your existence. You surrendered. Praise God. The day a man signs up to be a soldier, he has signed his life away. Amen. Do you understand me? He has signed his life away. I don't know whether in NDA, when a person dies in training, do they hand over the body to the family? They don't give it to the family. It's government property. They bury it and choose to do it the way they want to use it. It's not, you are gone. Only a soldier will not question an order. Look, there is a position there. Go on. The enemy is there. They are firing machine gun. And they say, you are charged. And you say, bro, sorry. Only a civilian will talk like that. A soldier does not talk like that. Amen. You think God, we read great messages. God, do I have time? Hebrews 11. Let's take the top from 28. I hope I can pick from that. Hebrews 11. Hallelujah. Now, through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Verse 29. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, with the Egyptians are saying to do, we're drowned. Number 30. Just keep on going. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. 31. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. 32. And what more shall I say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of who? Jephthah, and of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets. Now, next verse. Who through what? Faith. What did they do? They subdued kingdoms. Is a kingdom matter? Are you with me? Is a kingdom what? We are called to do what? To subdue kingdoms. Reverend Ken said something. He said, the kingdom must be established in here before you can control the outside. That, people are saying, the church must show power. The reason why we cannot show power is that the kingdom has not been established. They've not subdued you. They've not taken control of you. And so, how will they trust you to take over Akure? It's not yet possible. And he said they subdue kingdoms, they wrought righteousness, they obtain promises, they stop the mouths of lions. 34. They quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, wax valiant in fight, turn to fly the armies of the aliens. 35. Women receive their dead raised to life again. Hallelujah. We thank God for those testimonies. And others were, now this is where the problem starts. I don't like this part, but that's the truth. Praise God. Others were what? Tortured. Not accepting deliverance. That they might obtain what? A better resurrection. Next verse. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings and what? Yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. The next verse. They were what? Stoned. They were what? Sawn asunder. And were tempted. Were slain with what? And what did they do? They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins. Being destitute. Wait, stop there. They were what? Destitute. They were what? Destitute. Please, who is a destitute? An abandoned person. Alarika, he just walks around. He has no gatherings, nothing to call his own. No home. Afflicted. Tormented. Next verse. Of whom? This is now the appraisal of heaven. The world was not worthy of them. But when you look at them, will you like to be like them? Remember, the Bible says it is God who made both the rich and the poor. Supposing God chooses not to make you like Dangote and decides to make you like Lazarus, will you go to war? Hello? You are praying, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as I graduate, just take me straight right now to Asurah. I receive it in Jesus' name. And God starts, Boshen Jade, Zafara. You say, Satan, I bind you. The reason why you will do that is because you don't know who is Lord. You don't know him. Do you know how many people came to Africa to bring the gospel? You think all of them live to tell the stories? The first set of people that landed in Africa, they were probably killed and eaten. Did that stop the others from coming? No. And you want to inherit glory and stand with them and say, we to try our best. What? Really? Are you kidding me? They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And this all. Let me say this all. There were two sets of people that God had. They had testimonies. One set prevailed. They subdued kingdom. They quenched the fiery darts. They did all those mighty acts of faith. Praise God. But there were others that didn't do no jack. They were destitute. They were homeless. They were, just look at them and wonder, say God created you too. They were like that. Praise God. That is the nature of what they call a Lord. He chooses what he wants to do with your life. It's not your parents, neither is it you. Some of you are, why God, why Lord? Why did my shoe tear? Ah. Amen. You think that if God sent you on a thing, it will always be easy? God said, yeah, go to Futa right there, go and preach the gospel. Between here and Futa, you can have 10 accidents. Praise God, it's possible. And he said, God, I've been having accidents. I said, just continue. Continue having the accident. It's okay with me. Hallelujah. You don't understand. He chooses what he wants to do. He may even terminate your life midway. I said that I just want you to go there. I want them to kill you. I want Boko Haram to just kill you. That's what I just want. Praise God. Hey, like here. Who do you think sent up Stephen to be killed? Who do you think set him up? I told us yesterday, Stephen had no business saying the things he said. But remember Jesus Christ said, when they bring him before the Sanhedrin, don't take thought what you say, for the Spirit of your Father will give you what you say on that day. Who gave him the utterance? Holy Ghost. Did he, of course, not know that he was not in trouble? They deliberately put him in trouble. Amen. That is Lordship. You think Jesus Christ did not have common sense? The Pharisees came to him. Look, tell us. The elders, if you are the Christ, tell us. This fight we are fighting is enough. Tell us. Deliberately, he anointed them. Deliberately said, God is my Father. Jesus, what? Don't you know the things you are saying is annoying them? He deliberately said those things that will make them push him to the cross. That is Lordship, because he knows that there is nothing. This is what has been prescribed for him. You can't change it. Hallelujah. You know when he got to Gethsemane, what was he saying? He said, not my will, but thine be done. What was the will of the Father? My friend, go to the cross. Was that palatable? No. But the will overrides. Are you with me? It is superior to whatever your desires may be. Praise God. And will you, because of that, cast away your confidence? Because you are suffering. If it is so, if God has come, why am I suffering? My dear friend, it may be allotted to you. That may be your own portion. See, God is interesting. The case of Lazarus and that rich man, I'm very suspicious. Most suspect, God. It's not unlike that those two guys were classmates. Praise God. It's not, amen. I suspect. Well, they're classmates. But one graduated, and anything he touched became gold. And Brother Lazarus, everything he touched became error. Everybody that could help him, all of them died one by one. Who will marry that kind of man? Onset will help me. Then they arranged that Lazarus should stay at his door. When the rich man is passed, and he has no choice but to ask for alms. Praise the Lord. Both of them, they dare to use them for a story, example. Your whole life is being used for example, in case you don't know. I'm a for example. Praise God. But may you be a good example. Do you know why they put Job in trouble? You know, it was God that put Job in trouble. It was not Job that. Job knows what was going on in heaven. He didn't know now. Satan came. It was God. Look. Along with the court of heaven was in session. Angels were giving reports. And Satan passed. Okay, Koja. I'm a Brooklyn in here. Amen. He stopped the meeting. The report the angels were giving. And Satan just said, shame me, like, Mabo. You know, the one that Satan has caused God, you will expect God to be angry. Oh, my Brooklyn, hello, lagimolori. God was not angry with you. God didn't. So when God said, come, I could imagine him just doing anger. And when he just said, work with my baby, okay, my year, that, well, I bet it in me, I'm sure. I got the makeup. So he was just doing anger, and they were looking at him. God suspended protocol, and he got to give him a seat. He sat down. That would new my peg on that. Have you been all these years? I'm busy, God. I'm very busy. Did you pass that place? There's one boy like that. His name is Lot. Is it Lot? Sorry, Job. My boy, we know him very well. Our boy is going to share reconnaissance. Oh, you're trying to penetrate, but our boy is broken to joke. I don't protect him, but she understand. I'm not going. Sure, I for work. Sure, I'll check it out. Okay, of course. I make you check out. Mark Pau. But check out. Amen. Job knew nothing. They didn't ask for his permission. They don't need to. Because the Bible says his kingdom ruleth over all. Doesn't need your permission. Praise God. So you and I must come to the place where his will must become our will. Even if it will mean we have to die, so be it. We have to come there. We have to release ourselves. When in Romans, sorry, I beg your pardon. In the book of Revelation chapter 12, when we were speaking about the angelic conflict, that there was war in heaven, remember the story? And the Bible said Lucifer was cast out. The devil was cast out, the angels, and all that. There was something they said about those who overcame the devil. And they overcame him by what? The blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimonies. And they did not love their lives unto death. He was not speaking about men. He was speaking about the angelic host. The angels that pushed Lucifer out of heaven. Are you with me? Took a position. Hallelujah. And that attitude was that if it will take them dying, so be it. If that's what it will take them to dislodge this rebel from heaven, so be it. If you are going to fight him, you must have that same kind of attitude. Amen. You must have that same kind of what? You and I know that life does not end here. You and I should know that. Somebody's jokingly said, and we have said it several times, that we have people who say we want to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. But the reason why you don't want to die is that you're really not sure what's on the other side. You don't know. If you know, you will not be afraid. You will not be afraid. You will not even be bothered. And that's the truth. The most dangerous man to fight is a man that does not fear death. That's why Paul was one of the most dangerous men that Satan ever encountered in Asia. The man does not fear death. They threaten him here, he goes there. They come back. The man does not fear death. Hallelujah. But we have raised you. And you know, we have this quote, I shall not die. Igbadun Christianity. Now, I'm asking you to go and commit suicide. No. I'm not asking you to. But if the will of the master requires you to die, so be it. If that's what he wants, so be it. Praise God. This gospel of the kingdom requires that men must release their wills. You have to release your will. Hallelujah. We have to. They overcame him by the blood. Now, the Bible says, all those men that wandered, the Bible says the world was not worthy of them. Now, let me conclude that, please. Go back to, verse 39. 11:39. And all this all, having obtained what? A good report, true faith. What happened? There is a difference between the promise and promises. Hello? There's a difference between what? There is the promise. Throughout the whole book of Hebrews, Paul was speaking about the promise. So there is a promise that is left us of entering his rest. All the people that obtained a good report, God was the first man to receive a good report. God was the first person. By faith we know. the things that we are seeing were created by God. Share your understanding. He was the first man or first person to receive a good report. But the Bible says that he only obtained a good report. Hallelujah. They are all waiting for the promise. Amen. I want to say this as I want to start bringing things to a close. There are multiple objectives that God is trying to accomplish while we are here on earth. It's multiple. And maybe that may account or give reason why we have different denominations. Praise God. Because this person says it's part of that. And he says, this is what I'm building. Another one says part of this. I say, this is what I'm building. And we have all kinds of cacophony of voices. But basically, God is going to accomplish many things with one stroke. Praise God. The church is not the kingdom. The church is what? It's not the kingdom. The church is the place where we prepare you for the kingdom. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. And any servant of God who does not recognize that the people of God are not his property, that he is a custodian and it is his job to equip them and prepare them to come into sonship, then the man is a false minister. Did you hear what I said? What makes you false is not when you go to IJ City and say, Baba, give me something I can put on my tongue. Now come back there. That's no level of operation. Praise God. Am I with me? Any operation that is anti the agenda of heaven is antichrist operation. It's false. So if God is building and you are pulling down, you are an antichrist. If God is pulling down, you are building, you are a transgressor. Do you understand what I'm saying? Jesus Christ said, what I see my Father do, I do. You can't come and do your own. It's iniquity. Remember when I said, we did this, you did this. It is true God wants people to be delivered. It is true God wants people to be healed. It is true that God wants us to build magnificent things and call it in his name and name it, whatever you want to do with his name, name it, whatever. Praise God. But the issue is that they didn't instruct you. Were you instructed? Did he give you an express permission to do it? Do you know that Jesus saw many people that were sick in his days and he didn't heal them? It's not everybody that was sick that Jesus healed. Go and read it. He didn't read everybody. There was a time that he healed them all, but there are times he didn't heal them. Blind Bartimaeus, he would not have healed him if God did not ask him to stop. He passed him, and that one cried. And I believe the Holy Ghost said, stop, go back and attend to him. Do you follow what I'm trying to say? It is not your own. You might have anointing. The anointing is flowing in your head. And if they said, don't heal, you can't heal. You can't. Pagan said that it's what God tells him to do, he does. That's why it's dangerous to start saying, this crusade is taking place, God is going to heal people. Did Jesus tell you he's going to heal people? Did he tell you? Did he tell you? If he didn't tell you, don't advertise he's going to heal. Praise God. Hey, you're coming from a crusade, but did he tell you he's coming to heal? Amen. That's why you have to be careful. Say, don't add to his words. Lest you be found a liar. Amen. Or all only. You think God is a difficult person to follow? Amen. He said, exactly, please, what is wrong in Moses striking the rock? That's humanistic gospel. You now know why the pastor, when you come to the throne, you come for mercy first. It's mercy because Taba way only pass. You can't pass. Because if they scrutinize you, like Pastor just said, okay, if we check every man's buttocks, we'll find traces of shit. I don't know. Am I? There is no way you can be in government that you are so quiet. They will catch you in one. Praise God. If they are looking for you, that's why it's difficult to fight government. If God didn't say you don't fight them, you don't fight them. Praise God. So where am I? As I'm bringing this to a conclusion. Say they did not receive the promise. Verse 40. God having done what? Provided something better for us. That they without us should not be what? The promise is a promise of perfection. Several places in the Bible it has been spoken of. Paul spoke about it being the manifestation of the sons of God. And different places, different ways. But it's basically the same thing. The church cannot continue the way we are doing church. The first thing you and I must do is release and relinquish our will. We must give up our ambitions. Oh, we have ambitions. Some of you are here. All you want to do, graduate, get a good job, marry the man of your dreams, the woman of your dreams, have the children of your dreams. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have enough money to send them to the best schools. Have enough money to go for vacation. Hallelujah. Come to church. Sing a few hallelujah songs and choruses. You know, here and there you can read Bible, do Bible reading. And then get old, marry your children off, play with your grandchildren, and it's time for you to leave the earth. You go your way. That's a tragedy. So I've come to give you life. And may have life abundantly. It means that it's going to be very eventful. Every day is going to be exciting. Every day is going to be a challenge. I said, God, this is another day. It's time for us to rock this world. Lester Sumner wrote a book when he was dying. He said, goodbye, earth. It was nice knowing you. Those men rocked the earth. Those men, man, those guys were... So I'll be lying to you if I say that some of you may be here that God may just demand from you the ultimate sacrifice. It may. I'm not saying he will, but he might just ask. And if he's asking, don't hesitate to give it up. Say, if you keep your life, you will lose it. But if you lose your life for his sake, he said you will do what? You'll find it. It can't be more simpler than that, really. Do you know? Hallelujah. I think my time will soon be up. Let me look for one little more revelation, then I add it in. Praise God. Praise God. I'm sorry I'm spoiling your night. I'm very, very, very... If you don't say, hey, madam, okay, don't worry. Let me end with Ezekiel 28, verse 2. And I'll pick it up tomorrow when I come back. Ezekiel 28, verse 2. There's something I want to explain to us. See, the present system that we are living in was not created by God. Remember that before Adam sinned, everything he needed was already in the garden. Adam was not walking to feed. That was not the purpose of his walking. Are you with me? He was not living to survive. He was just living as God just wanted him to live. Amen. However, the Bible told us about a character called Lucifer. And this is a story. Can we continue? Can we just have a few minutes, 3 minutes more? Let's read the story. Son of man, say unto the prince of Taros. You know the story? Thus saith the Lord God, because thy heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God. I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas. Yet thou art a man, and not God. Though thou set thy heart as the heart of God. Verse 2. Behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that he can hide from thee. Verse 4. With thy wisdom and with thy understanding, had gotten the riches and had gotten the gold, silver unto thy treasures. Verse 5. By thy great wisdom and by thy traffic, that increased thy riches, and thy heart is lifted up because of thy riches. There is a technology for making money in this life. There is a system that is running in this earth. If you understand how the system works, you will become rich. It's not space science. No, it's not space science. You just get to understand how it works. If you understand how the system works, you will make it. Am I communicating? But the system was designed by a prince. So when he told Jesus, you came for the glories of the nations. You came for the majesty of the nations. You came for their riches. I created it. And I give it to whosoever I want. But the people I will give it to are people who have bowed. Hallelujah. Do you know how to bow? Let me close with one story. I have few life stories. Local government chairman in Owo. He told me himself. Especially local government chairman. His father was very popular. So he went to ride on his father's. And immediately announced, I want to do local government chairman. The whole Owo was agog. Ah, Omo baba. From that day, everybody converged in his house. They were eating and drinking. Yeah, well, people now came and said, Doc, my connoisseur show. Am I like to learn my agba? Am I consulting my agba? Only who do I go and see? There's one baba somewhere in Offa. Out of town. What is his man's business with what's happening over? So he and his brother, junior brother, took the vehicle and traveled to go and see baba. The baba was blind. He's a blind man. Whether it's a prophet too, whether it's a mo, I didn't ask that one, no. Say, as they enter, the man said, ah, young man. And the thing you are looking for, you will get it. But you come at a price. Say, immediately he said he knew it was his wife. When you hear somebody's wife die suddenly, or his son die suddenly, connect with covenant in here. All the people you see there that is doing governor, doing everything. You think it's the election that brought them there? During the day of Mimiko, when Agagu was, they were in court. I met one of Agagu's essay. And we're talking in the governor's office. I was talking about the court case and how the case was going. Now, I was a supporter of Mimiko. And somehow he's now said that actually Akagu did not want to become governor. He said he was not doing second term. Say, and brought him into the race. So he said that by the time Akagu agreed to run for governor, say they started going out. Say everywhere they went, they told them that they've given it to Mimiko. And who is they? Who are they? So before the election was done, the matters were settled in the realm of the spirit. That's when I knew that Mimiko was not born again. That was when I knew. That was when I pulled my hand away. The time came when this A&T hotel, he was there because his friend was the owner of that hotel. And they were playing and jollicating. Suddenly Mimiko just got up and said, I'm leaving. And he got up and drove away. In less than 10 minutes, some two SUVs, black, drove in. I speak. You know what they used to do with him? All of them got down. Glasses, black, guns. They said, where's Mimiko? Where's Mimiko? They came to assassinate him. They say he's not here. Say he has gone. Did you see him on the road? But when you gifts of the spirit. I've been working with the Lord for so many years. Go accurate, man. To Mimiko, it's accurate. I'm not going to know. Oh, are you and Lee? Lee is your brother. Lee is your brother. You don't come to those seats without you paying homage to the prince. If you say you want political power, then you must be ready to wrestle the prince to a standstill. If you can't wrestle the prince, you can't get it. This is not vote. It's not English. Have I not shared with you the testimony of a brother in Ikare there, Ikare. The days when SDP, NRC, it was going for local government chairman, you. Now, this is the other one I started, the other one. So when he knew it was going to be his wife, he said, Baba, I'm not doing it again. Oh, what too late. What too late. Until reporter. Only for one lag by one loju. There were people who had been queuing for local government chairman. You came from nowhere, you were here to take it. And the whole of world was ready to vote in me. Say they've reported you. Ah, say what do I do? Say you go back to all the places you have got to use your mouth to say you want to be local government chairman. Go and take me Shemo. But he said he went. When he left, his brother was angry. I don't know the name of his firstborn. Mama kinihe to ba kunko. Ko se wa fe mi ni. There's no junior brother. Local government chairman, ko se president too. He got back home and everybody in the family fell sick. He lost his last born on that matter. But they still took something from him. You say you want to do bread car power. Do you know what you are putting your leg into? Amen. He says, I will give it to whomsoever I will. I will continue tomorrow because our time is gone. They told me time up 10 minutes. Is it 10 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago? Whichever one. It's okay. Praise God. I'll continue my story tomorrow. I show that the system, the economic system that controls the riches of this world is Luciferian. And that's why you find that in the New Testament, they did not push material wealth as glory. Because this is not what defines you. I will show you next tomorrow if I have the opportunity to come back again and I'll let you see it. I want us to pray to God. Especially this issue of our wills. That the Lord will reign. When you say Lord, reign in my life. Reign means that He's Lord. That's the meaning of Adonai. Lord. I want you to be Lord. That means your word must be final. Give me that heart that accepts your word as final. That accepts your will as final. That is no longer I that liveth, Paul said. It can no longer be you. You can't continue to live. You have to relinquish control. Can you relinquish your control and ask the Lord, Lord, come and take over. Lord, I'm asking you to come and take over. Lord, come and take over. Lord, come and take over. Lord, come and take over. In the name of Jesus, take over this will of mine and reign. Reign, O Lord, reign in me. That song says, reign in me. Sovereign Lord, reign in me. Reign in me. Sovereign Lord, reign in me. Captivate my Let your will be done. Establish there your throne. Let your will be done. Lord, I say again, reign in me. Sovereign Lord, reign in me. Reign in me, sovereign Lord, reign in me. Father, tonight I ask you in mercy that you reign in us. You know that we are children given to foolishness. We are children that do not know our right from our left. Lord, I ask that you will have mercy. Don't let this generation perish. Don't give us up to our foolishness. Come and reign. Come and have your way. You prayed the price that you may be the Lord over our lives. I ask, oh God, by your spirit, that you will walk a walk in us where we will say, have your way, Lord. We'll be able to say like Jesus, not my will, but thine alone be done. And we will mean it and we'll give it up. Whatever it may be, you will ask us to give up. Oh, you said to Peter, do you love me more than this? I pray that we'll be able to answer, yes, Lord, we love you more than those things. Let that be our truthful reality in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on us, Father. Help us, oh God. Walk a walk in us. Reign in us. Have your way in us. Have your way through us. This is our prayer and our request tonight, oh Father. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.